This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:09 Monday morning, and it is Aulani time. Would you love to go to Hawaii on us? Aulani is a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. You can let a legendary vacation begin for your entire family. If you're calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697, you'll be qualified. You'll instantly win a Disney gift card, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation to Aulani.
This music alone is relaxing, isn't it?
So good.
It is. It's lovely there. 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. Those are when we give you the chance to get yourself qualified, and we're doing it all week.
Whistlers are loosening up all over the Bay Area.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
What are whistlers?
I don't know what you mean.
Never mind then.
Just say it.
You sit on it. Relaxing.
Oh. Oh. Whistlers? Like it makes you fart?
Right.
Oh.
Your sphincter is loosening up right now.
You call that your whistler?
Well, I was trying to do it without having to say the actual word. But if I'd known you couldn't pick up what I was putting down, I would have just said sphincter.
I thought you meant like people are just so like...
relaxed. No, just relax.
That's what I thought.
All right, that's the same thing. You're right.
Whatever. Whistlers.
Whatever.
What'd you call it at your house?
Well, no. It was... never mind.
Just like close your whistle.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can text us anytime. Just trying to say we're loosening up, everybody. Yeah. That's all.
It's nice. Feels good.
Hawaii.
Let your whistler rip.
You finally got to feel it when you went with us that one time, but you've never gone back. I still don't get it.
I haven't. I will, though. I loved it. I couldn't believe how much I loved it. I thought...
the whistler thing?
Yeah. No, not the whistler
that.
Thing. Yeah. Well,
clearly,
I do love it. I mean, listen, I am...
Believe me, I won't use that example again.
My whistler's on point.
Good. What do you mean?
That's just I'm really good at it.
And you enjoy it?
I do.
Okay, I'm not even going to try to explain it further. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, seriously, human, why would you want to instigate and possibly cause unnecessary drama? Oh, wait, doesn't matter because it doesn't affect you.
Oh, human.
He cannot reply because he's talking to a listener.
Yeah, it's busy.
Conveniently.
I teach PE for TK second grade.
TK?
Taekwondo?
I'm constantly trying to teach kids how to lose and win with dignity. I shut down the mean celebration right away.
Dignity. It's hard to teach a kid that.
Transitional kindergarten.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
I've been listening to you for over 20 years, continued even when I went away to college and statewide moves. Realized I don't remember life without you guys. Please don't ever retire. I will miss you. Love you guys.
We won't.
Okay. I mean, someday, right?
Oh, boy. 925 says, at the risk of having Vinny yell at me again, I agree with him that all kids need to learn to lose and participation awards are ridiculous. But I also agree with you, Zet. You want to raise a good sport. You don't want a kid that is insensitive to others' losses. I'm not saying she can't enjoy her wins. Just reach her to teach her to respond the way she would want others to respond when she loses.
Right.
415 says, Vinny, don't forget the guy slept with both parents too. That story, what is it called?
Abducted in plain sight.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. I'm not going to go back and finish it. I didn't miss the whole beginning, and I missed the ending. I don't know if the guy's in jail or not, but it's...
let's hope so.
The little part I saw is just unbelievable. And in my opinion, from what I saw, that's the parents. They're too dumb to be alive.
Well, they're too dumb to have kids, that's
yes.
for sure. Your whole job is to protect them and raise a functioning...
From scumbags like that dude.
Right. Oh, my God.
Finally binge-watched season 3 of True Detective yesterday. Really satisfyingly good. No bad acting.
Oh. I saw the last one the other day.
And?
It was fine.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, fine.
It was fine.
Oh, you didn't love the ending?
I wasn't like, oh. But I was glad I watched the after... Vinny, what's the thing called afterwards?
The extras and
extra,
stuff.
Extra, whatever. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, so da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, all right. Okay. Fine. Bye.
It's like yada-yada.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Right. Da-da-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da.
650 says, don't know if you all do dramaste a lot. Wait. Don't you know if you all do dramaste, a lot of what you talk about on the radio needs to be held for the TV show? Reality show people always talk how they will hold things until the cameras are running. I don't think this is a good idea for the Sarah and Vinny morning show. I think this is a bad idea for your friendships as well.
We're full of content. Don't
yeah,
worry about
exactly.
It.
Believe me, we'll come up with more drama for the TV show. Mm. Well, and that'll be scripted drama, guys.
Yeah, no
for
doubt.
For the record.
This is real stuff.
Yeah.
Sarah and Vinny are not doing.
Yeah, we're not involved in this in any way, shape, or form.
The yoga show.
That's no, we don't know that we are either.
These cats.
Everybody's on these reality shows. Their lives fall apart. I just, you know, yeah. You know that. So know that going in, you guys.
Got it.
Don't do that, Vin. Brinny.
I'm a tiny role. You know, I'm just making an appearance here and there. It's not like I'm...
Yeah, and I don't even know if I got the role yet.
I'm wanted already. I know that.
You... What?
What did you say? You just Mylan wanted loves already?
Me. Mylan loves me. He's put me on it.
You know yeah. You're on it?
Oh, my God. It's already starting. The drama has begun.
Wow. Well,
Mylan loves me, too, but, you know, I'm not trying to force anything.
408 says, it's a purse.
It's not a purse.
Oh, Vinny's purse, yeah.
It's not a purse.
It's kind of a purse.
Let me shorten the handles.
408 says, guys, MJ is not alive to speak his side. HBO and these two broke former dancers are probably just out for the money. Hashtag MJ is innocent.
Okay. Mm. If you say so.
Mm. Mm-hmm. 707 Vinny says, the bad guy from Abducted in Plain Sight. Bless you.
Whoa, bless you.
Ended up killing himself.
That's how he.
I guess oh,
that's how where the story ends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's a monster, so it's good that he's gone.
Yeah.
I love hearing Vinny get all aggressive. I will break your face. Hot, so protective. Mm-hmm. You just can't believe what this is. I only saw part of it, but you can't believe that the husband sits there. Not only does he sit there and allow this to happen to his family, but then he recounts the story for the cameras. You'd think he'd be like, you know, in review, I see a lot of huge mistakes I made. I don't think I'm going to participate in this. It's on me.
Right. I don't really need to have this whole family drama dragged back out into the open and examined by
well,
the American public.
He's getting paid, right?
That's all I can think of is that these people are just looking for their moment or something.
Or, you know, maybe truly they're out to help people.
Maybe. Maybe, Uzi.
Daddy, you have to show her that playing is supposed to be fun and that you can't play if there isn't someone to play the game with. Okay to lose, great to win, but stop the gloating.
I can't remember if it was like my mom or somebody told me, like, you know, when you win a game, you know, it's fine to be happy, but you should, like, you know, the handshake or like, you know, to say to someone, good game, you were fun to play with.
Mm.
Like,
That's nice.
You know, sort of takes the ouch off of the loss and like, thanks for playing with me. That was really fun.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that again. Let's do it right now so I can crush you again. You know, something like that.
First day of soccer practice for my 5-year-old, he scored and yelled, in your face! Not my proudest moment, but it also kind of was.
Great.
Hey, Uzi. It's 8:15. You know what that means? It's really 7:15.
Oh, hearty, heart, heart. Thanks,
she
John.
Loves
Is that John?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Good morning. It's my birthday today. I'm 37. Ugh. Love you guys so much.
Aw, you're
youngin'. I'd kill to be 37.
Yeah.
Just wait till you're...
You would?
Yes, I would. There's a lot of things I'd kill for, Vinny.
Okay.
I'm a murderer at heart.
Oh, man.
It's so great to be 37 again.
You know the mics are on, right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm murdering in plain sight.
Nice.
Evil. What's wrong with me?
Is it? Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If it's inappropriate, feel free to, I mean,
please.
You will, of course, feel free. Is it nice to have your brother and his wife on vacation from your house right now?
In some ways, it is. You know, I'll definitely, I really enjoy them.
It's How long are they gone?
Just a week.
That's a good amount of time you can have a little vacation, like Vinny says. Sounds like you need it.
No, it's just... It's nice. They're having a good time.
Yeah.
And we're fine. It's, you know.
You get to chill, though.
Yeah. It's going to be a little break.
Okay.
Is that diplomatic enough?
Well, we know the truth.
I don't know the truth. I'm actually asking. I don't know. Is there?
It's great that they're going to go. They love Florida. They love being there. They're going to see their kids. Like, it's great for them. And it's fine for us, too. It's nice to
have another question then.
Yes.
Do you think that the day, you know how there's days where they can't come over?
There are no days where they can't come over. It's just that the dinners are more structured now, so we could have a routine.
Right. Will there be more structured dinners away from them now that you get a taste after this vacation? Like, oh, yeah, this is what life used to be like. Or will you be like, it's so good to have you back?
It'll be great to have them back. And plus, also, you know, I mean, Debbie's my little partner and my, you know, purse making.
Right.
It's fun. We hang out together all the time. I'll miss her this week. I'll be lonely out there in the she shack.
Will any packages be delivered this week?
Packages? What do you mean?
You know, she does the...
Oh, no, we shut the shop down. That's the whole reason I do it.
You shut it down while she's gone?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not going to... be doing that.
You'll be making. You just won't
be
shipping.
Oh, I'm going to make and make and make. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not.
The shipping is going to go on. Yeah.
No shipping.
That's what I'm asking.
650 says.
I hate the wrapping and the whole thing.
My cousin's a chef and started his studying in Italy. The first head chef he worked under used to say, when you boil pasta, the water should be salty like the sea. And yes, it's not to make it boil faster. It's strictly for flavor.
Yeah. Mm.
It gets hotter, too, the temperature, with salt in it.
You're saying...
It takes longer to get to the boiling point,
yeah.
But yeah, it gets really hotter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Huh. Mm.
Well, doesn't salt make ice colder? Don't you use salt to, like, make ice cream?
I thought you use salt to... Wait, don't they throw salt down on the roads? Doesn't it melt ice?
You know, that's true, but when we've made ice cream in the past, we have put the salt... You know, you put like a coarse salt.
I've never made it.
You have to like crank the thing. And,
yeah, I've seen that before.
But it's salt and water have a whole. I wonder if that it's got a lot to do with the temperature.
But in snow areas, which is where you grew up, they salt the streets, and don't you have a lot of that on your car at the end of a winter?
You do.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm at Southwest right now, listening to Alice, and it's epic. It's like corporate Burning Man in a good way. That hundreds of companies and startups take over empty locations and put up cool installations and parties. So much fun. We are making the rounds with the 7-foot stuffed teddy bear today, and here are pictures of their partying.
For no reason?
Yeah.
Just going around with it? You see this stuffed teddy bear? It is enormous. And who doesn't want to hug a stuffed teddy bear? I mean, come on. That's really cute. They look like they're having a good time. Bunch of cute girls. Man, the 70s look and the like Farrah Fawcett hair is really back, huh?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's back. I mean, the 90s were all over Captain Marvel. The 80s are everywhere as well. Hmm. So I guess it's just
We love our retros.
There's only so much stuff we can do before we just go Spaceman and everyone's wearing silver.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, like on, what's the name? It wasn't Battlestar Galactica. But it was one of the... Erin Gray was on it. Remember they used to all wear the Buck Rogers in the 21st century?
Erin Gray was on that?
I think so.
Joni.
No.
No, that's Erin Moran.
Oh.
Erin Gray's from Silver Spoons.
Yeah, she was the mom on... Or the assistant mom or something on Silver Spoons. No, they would all wear these sort of gray, silvery spacesuits. And I thought, oh, that's what we're all going to wear in the future. It's going to be great. Standard issue.
Standard issue. Why would you want
that? You wouldn't have to think about your clothes.
Don't you want to?
No. I just want to have everyone wear the same thing. I don't have to think about it anymore. God, I hate clothes and picking out things.
Freedom of choice is a real burden for you. Yeah.
Well, you can do that if you want to, but I would just much rather put on the same uniform every day.
Well, you'd already do. You're good.
Done.
I do just rotate my t-shirts. I pull one out, it's the next one up, and put it in the back when it's, as soon as it's clean, I rotate the stock.
925 says, didn't Vinny say rain was done last week? It rained all weekend in Concord. I didn't say it wasn't going to rain in the weekend, and there was even a chance on Tuesday of this week that there'll be a little shower. After that, we're done
with
this.
He said Wednesday was the day.
And I'm not saying it won't ever rain again. I'm just saying we're done with these, what do they call those? Atmospheric rivers.
Right.
It's over. That's gone. We're good. And that's just my prediction. It's not like I have a record of, you know, bold predictions that have come true. So I don't know. I'm just trying to.
I will marry. I will have
give
children.
You a bright
that was
side.
Pretty solid. What was the one he just added to that recently?
He did say I will last week.
I will
take us to commercial.
All right.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Adjustment Monday. You just have to figure out how sleepy you are. Figure out a way to get a nap in and get that extra hour back.
I'll just go to bed earlier, I think.
I know. Well, you'll actually be going to bed at the right time, Musette. Wait, hold on. Oh, forget it. Who cares? I'm tapped out.
Are we going
to
do math?
I was just going to try to figure out.
What?
Nothing. You're going to bed at the right time. You go to bed at 6:30. You're really going to bed at 7:30. No, right. You could stay up till 8:30 and it would still, forget it. I'm sorry I brought it up. Hey, everyone. Have a wonderful Monday. I hope your adjustment period is very short and goes off without a hitch.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.